perspective. Then hurry it along the mules that are done. You can win a rabbit. You can have a rabbit or in the fast trial. It's gonna have a dinner. We can get a fire, get that mind. Let me put on good habits. Been working and put on good habits. Sometimes I can't find my good habits.
said to me, well, don't rely on the floor, cause I don't need to go, I could use some more.
And I'm hanging on, I'm hanging on, baby, I'm hanging on.
I'm hanging on,
I'm hanging on, baby, I'm hanging on.
I'm
hanging on, come on along, come along, sing my song.
To know what it could be, you know I'm dying for you to do something to me. And
I'm
hanging on,
I'm hanging on, baby, I'm hanging on.
I'm
hanging on, come on along, come along, sing my song.
I was riding number 9, heading south from Carolina. I heard that long wah wah, some whistle blow. Got in trouble, had to roam. Left my gal and left my home. I heard that long wah wah, some whistle blow. Just a kid acting smart, I went and broke my darling's heart. I guess I was too young to know. They took me off the Georgia main, locked me to a ball and chain. I heard that long wah wah, some whistle blow. All alone, I bear the shame. I'm a number, not a name. I heard that long wah wah, some whistle blow. All I do is sit and cry when the evening train goes by.
Okay, this is Hank Williams with I Heard That Lonesome Whistle Blow. This is what I listened to in 2006. 2005, I listened to Velvet Underground, One of These Days, Magnetic Fields, Meaningless, Vaseline's Dying For It, The Blues. 2004, Animal Collective, Who Could Win a Rabbit, and Pavement Here.
I'll never see that gal of mine. Lord, I'm in Georgia doing time. I heard that long wah wah, some whistle blow.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org. Or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
3, 1, 2, marijuana. Marijuana. I woke up this morning, the sky was so bright. marijuana.
Clandestine, en douceur, mon sucre candide. devine. Quand ton regard me transperce, tous les charmes de la Perse. Oh my lady Everine, mon opium, ma cocaïne. Es-tu venu d'Extrême-Orient ou bien d'un marché persan?
Hi, my name is Tamni Mol. I'm a singer from Dengue Fever. You're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio.
Yes, you are. That was Serge Gainsbourg with My Lady Heroine. And I lived in France for a while and listened to a lot of him. Brian Jones Damascus before that with The Godspell, according to Reverend A.A. Newcomb. Anyway, still listen to a lot of them, but yeah, listen to a ton of them that year, 2006. What you got coming up next, Eric?
Let's see. This is RJD2 with Exotic Talk from his album 2004. Since we last spoke, up next is actually Beachwood Sparks, which one of the members used to be in Brian Jonestown Massacre. Not sure who.
Which one?
I don't know. That's just what I know from watching the movie Dig. They told me that the Beachwood Sparks was affiliated somehow.
No, Black Rebel Motorcycle Society was.
Yeah.
But Anton Newcomb, yeah, he's like, I spawned so many bands from people that have been with me. Everyone gets rich and famous.
Yeah.
Who touches me? Did I mention that I'm the best painter that ever lived?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I wish Beachwood Sparks stuck around because I really liked them. They only put out two albums and then broke up.
They quit?
Yeah. There was like a reunion in 2008, I think, but it was just a couple shows. I don't know. I thought they were awesome. So up next is You Take the Gold by Beachwood Sparks and then some other songs. Give us a call at 804-649-9737 here at the Odyssey Hours on WRARLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. See you guys in a bit.
Trees will all be gone, and they'll keep rolling on, 'cause they don't care about you.
Sunday afternoon, just between Halfway Tree and Spanish Town, where a young boy, not yet the cock of the walk he would soon become, was lying on the grass and taking in the sweet and sensuous scent of hibiscus that languidly lilted along the summer breeze. It was at this precise moment that he saw her. Her walk was soft and delicate with a thaumaturgical touch that only a rabbi's daughter could have. Before their eyes had even met, her luminous lips had already lured him in. Salvation winked with the promise of a bris held at pinnacle, in a congregation of sages bunny hopping and chicken dancing to Yiddish minto. Then their eyes linked, an eon blinked, Amharic vows were scried upon their hearts. Just to think, this could all be with a phrenectomy and a few words of love.
My Shabbat Shalom, baby, won't you Shabbat Shalom? All the signals that I'm sending, I'll keep sending them, and on the constant till the end. Well, I did, yeah. Yes, I did. Hexacosio, I hexaconta, hexaphobia. To love, there's a fire in the deep end of my heart, giving me the heebie-jeebies. You see, I know the land of wooden waters, merely fodder for love's slaughter. And darling, I've watched you bleed. cakewalk to the Immaculate Conception for far too long.
Thank you. I'm Back when I was four and I knew the name of every dinosaur, I learned how to read ROM comic books. My babysitter said I was really smart. When the lights went out, everything changed. The radio music made me feel strange, and I had a real bad dream about a gorilla in the bathroom. And back when I was six, I took everything real serious, and I thought that every song that came on the radio was referring to strange sexual acts, because they thought I wouldn't know the facts. And being small is hard, and no one ever tells you how. And back when I was eight, I would sit outside on an old milk crate and look out at the world from the stoop across the street. The boom boxes and the hot concrete, and every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons across 9th Street. And back when I was 12 or so, I swear to God I never felt so low. Everyone but me was making out and eating cookies. I had more than my brain could stand. I threw my life in a garbage can. I felt so weird I had to disappear and crying suicide disease. And at 15 getting stoned felt good, and it sent me back to childhood. Had nothing ever mattered to me more than that. But then 16 became Eclipse, my brain became Apocalypse. I was lost and found, and I've never been the same. And back when I was 22, I left the best thing that I knew, and I gave it up for fortune and for fame. I played like I didn't know how, I shocked the world, I wowed the crowd, but I deserved more than what they gave. Back when I was 27, still nothing had been forgiven. Clay turns into rock and rock just sits. So sitting on a crowded beach, I'd pretend I was a leech, and I'd stick to things here and there for a little bit. And back when I was 31, I knew I'd become what I'd become. Nothing left to reveal, and there was nowhere else to turn. So shocked and withered, dumb and bitter, and in need of a babysitter, I'd gladly let my hand fall off and burn, burn, burn. Back when I turned the big 4-0, I realized just how much there was to go, and I started to think being alone forever wasn't where it was at. So I took my head out of the window and taught myself how to love real fast. I started talking about painting with the woman in the laundromat. And back when I was 50 and my first wife had just left me, I felt okay and I sang my daughter funny little songs. And just when I thought the best was past, I fell in love for real at last, and it didn't even matter that it had taken me so long. And back when I was 63, the public rediscovered me. My comic books and albums had all become rare cult collector items. And both my parents were deceased, so they didn't see my records get re-released. And I got a dog for the first time in my life. And back when I was 74, my dog died and I got two more. I still felt really good about my daughter and also about my girlfriend. And I would sing and draw a little bit, but mostly I would just wake up early and sit and hang out with the puppies and wish that I could live forever. And back when I was 87 and my grandson had just turned 11, my woman was dead and my dogs were getting pretty old. My body didn't work quite like it should, but overall things were pretty good. I was getting decent royalties from the reissued comic books and records. And back when I was 106, my only friend was one goldfish. Everyone I ever knew was dead and gone. And the goldfish never had a name. And the neighbors thought I was insane. And I flushed it down the toilet when I saw it floating upside down. And back when I was 128, I'd sit outside on an old milk crate and look out at the world from the stoop across the street. The boom boxes and the hot concrete, and every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons across 9th Street. Every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons. Every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons. Every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons.
Death metal band out of Denton was a couple of guys who'd been friends since grade school. One was named Cyrus, the other was Jeff, and they practiced twice a week in Jeff's bedroom. The best ever death metal band out of Denton. Never settled on a name, but the top three contenders after weeks of debate were Satan's Fingers and the Killers and the Hospital Bombers. Jeff and Cyrus believed in their hearts they were headed for stage lights and Lear jets and fortune and fame. So in script that made prominent use of a pentagram, they stenciled their drum heads and guitars with their names. And this was how Cyrus got sent to the school where they told him he'd never be famous. And this was why Jeff, in the letters he'd write to his friend, helped develop a plan to get even. When you punish a person for dreaming his dream, don't expect him to thank or forgive you. The best ever death metal band out of Denton will in time both outpace and outlive you. Hail Satan! Hail Satan! Tonight, hail Satan! Hail, hail!
This is the Pinkertones.
And you're listening to 97.3 FM WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio.
Radio for the rest of us.
Yes.
Good morning, Richmond. It's WRIR.
LP.
97.3 FM, Richmond.